Good morning and welcome to Main Street. We ask you now to welcome your neighbors with the love of God and pass the peace. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship by singing our opening praise of Him, Lift High the Cross. Good morning. We have a lot of announcements this morning. One is to remind you that after the service today, if you can help with the preparation for the Hanging of the Green service, they would love for you to stay and help with all the hangings and getting everything ready for next week. And you can just join in wherever you feel the most comfortable, and lunch will be served. And speaking of that, the Hanging of the Green service will be next Sunday at 6:30, and it's a beautiful service, and we hope that you will come and participate in that service of beautiful music as we welcome this festive season of our Lord. Also, I'd like to remind you that there will be no Hot Wednesday gathering or children's choirs or Bible studies or anything this Wednesday night, but there will be a service here at the church at 7 o'clock, a Thanksgiving service, and area choirs will be coming together to present the music, and it'll be a very wonderful service to lead us into this Thanksgiving time. There's also an informative forum this afternoon at 2 o'clock for the Women's Crisis Shelter. If you have any questions about that, we encourage you to attend that. And last, but certainly not least, tickets will be on sale outside the sanctuary today after the service for the Medical Missions Luncheon, which will be December the 5th. And all proceeds for this go toward paying for medical supplies for the January mission trip to Honduras. So we hope that you'll participate by buying your ticket to come to that luncheon. They're $6, and that supports the medical missions. And now let us prepare our hearts for worship.
Thank you. please stand for the call to worship. Bless God, all people of faith and hope. God has looked upon us with great favor. God is our refuge and strength in times of trouble. God is our guide and inspiration when things go well. God gives light to those who live in the shadows. God offers stillness and amid the turbulence of our times. We live in covenant with God, who gives us the best. We are eager to give our best to God in return. By the tender mercy of our God, we meet for worship. God has brought the dawn of a new day for our use. Praise God for signs and wonders all around us. Praise God for peace and reconciliation.
Join with me, please, in praying the prayer of invocation. Let us pray together. God of hosts, our strength and our salvation, there are no words large enough to praise you. No response by us can match the love you have shown us. Gather us now in your warm embrace, that our faith may be renewed and our work empowered to honor and glory of your holy name. Amen.
You may be seated. I invite Kim and Jennifer Bowen and their families to come to the front.
It's always a joy to welcome new families and new ones into the church, and this is our joy this morning. You can come down here. I'll move down here with you. Yeah, there you go. And so if you would turn in your bulletin, please, to page 38. It's our joy to welcome Kim with us this morning. And her son, Nash, comes as a preparatory member. And Jennifer, with her children, and Denver, Hunter, Nevada, Cody, and Cheyenne. And they all come as preparatory members as well. And so if y'all just turn and look at me, and I'll ask you this question. As members of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If you will, say, I do. I will. As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? If you will, say, I will. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith and confirm their hope and perfect them in love. Responding together, we give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Welcome. Thank you. Welcome, would you please? You may be seated. And now, if you would continue to follow with me in the baptismal covenant, and I invite the family of Amelia Gray Story to come forward, Lindsay and Chris, and Amelia, better known to some as Mia. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? We do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? We do. To the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Mia now before you in your cares? Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as found in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan, to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John, anointed by your Son. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and they who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in final victory. What is her name? Amelia Grace Store. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's your newest member. I used to carry my kids like this all the time. The world will say, let me have her. And the church will say, you can't have her. People will come to steal away her soul. She can't be stolen. She's been bought with a price. She is a child of God. And not only that, she's ours. We'll take responsibility to love her, to surround her in a community of caring people who love God, who love one another, who fellowship and share together, nurture and care. And I'm going to keep her. She's ours. She's Jesus. She's a child of God. Amen? I know the amen corner gets left out sometimes, so I'll just walk over here. So, amen. She's found a place. Members of the household of God, I commend Mia to your love and care. Amelia, do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you in the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. And make them welcome, if you would.
The epistle reading is from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 11 through 20, and can be found on page 243 in the New Testament section of the Pew Bible. Hear again the word of the Lord. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in Him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He Himself is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He might come to have first place in everything. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him God was pleased to reconcile Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of His cross. This is the word of the Lord.
This morning, as we enter into our time for pastoral prayer, I would like to take a moment and to acknowledge someone that's in our church this morning for the first time since having an accident, 6-8 weeks ago. Shirley Wilson, will you raise your hand? I want to ask you to stand up. Shirley is one of our custodians that has been working, had a wreck on her way to work, and has had an injured foot. And has been indisposed ever since, you could say. And in acknowledging Shirley, I also would like to acknowledge my staff. They have worked so diligently, and now we're heading into the Advent season, and there's a lot of intense time. And not only that, we have just finished Charge Conference. And for those of you who
have been a part of the church in other times, you know what church conference is all about. A lot of work takes place prior to and on the night of, and there's a lot of papers that have to be filled out. A lot of work. And I would just like to acknowledge my staff and tell them how much I appreciate them, and Larry, Joyce, Kathy, Lee, Jessica, Emmy, Gail, Bill, and Benny, along with Shirley. Staff, you do a great job for this church. Give them a hand of appreciation. We currently don't have anyone in the hospital as of the printing of the bulletin, and so let us be in an attitude of prayer. Dear God, as we pause our busy selves on this day to give glory to you, on this Christ the King Sunday, reaffirming the kingship of Jesus Christ in our lives, in resubmission of ourselves to you and to your will, as we come to the close of this church year and embrace a new day before us, a new season of opportunities, a new time to work in new avenues of outreach, a time to reach new people, for the doors of our hearts to continue to be open as we receive these, as we have this morning, who come to join with us in the spirit of what it means to be the church of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we thank you for your baptism of love as we experience that with each other. And we thank you, Almighty God, that of all the names that you are known by, love is the highest and holiest. And we thank you, dear God, for your saturation of love and of peace. And we pray, Almighty God, that you indeed would guide us in a clear path, that you would teach us and continue to work within us the ways you would have us to be, the things that you would have us to do. And we pray for those this day who in this time of worship or maybe listening by radio are heavy of heart. God, we pray that they would know that there are people who care, and they are called the children of God. Holy Lord, we pray for the peace of our world, the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray that we would always be prepared to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, that we would be an example of what it means to be a Christian, a believer. Be with our soldiers on battlefields in preparation and training, and be with those in ministry as well who are on the mission field in various places in our world, and they too are in training. Those in leadership over the church, our bishops, our district superintendents, and those in leadership over our country, our president, our congresspersons. And we pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you.
Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithing offerings. Ushers, would you come, please? Let us pray. Almighty God, you have opened the windows of heaven. You have blessed your people. We return to you now a portion of that which we have received. Bless giver and gift, those who have not and those who chose not to give this day. Take this offering and use it for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children forward for the children's message.
Good morning. We have so much to be thankful for today. Today is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. We celebrate a lot today. What do you notice different on the altar today? Sam?
A lot of Thanksgiving things, pumpkins and grapes and fall leaves and greenery and apples, just all kinds of things. And it helps us remember the first Thanksgiving that the Pilgrims and the Indians had. And they had this big feast and they thanked God for all the bountiful harvest that they had had. And we do that this week as we thank God for Thanksgiving. But we also celebrate today Christ the King Sunday. And what are some of the other names that we call Jesus?
Messiah.
Jesus Christ.
Lord.
Son of God. Emmanuel.
Jesus.
Alpha and Omega. Christ, Jesus Christ has lots and lots of different names that we call, and there's all kinds of names that we, in the Bible, where God tells us, or Jesus reminds us that he is called many different things. But he is Christ the King. At the time that the Bible was written, a king was the highest position that you could hold on earth. So to say that Christ is king means that he's above everyone else. He's above all the children, all the men and women on earth. He is above all, and he is at the very top. Christ is the king. The people, when he came, were looking for a king like man's king, the person who was going to rule over all. But what they didn't know, that he was going to rule over everything. They expected a different kind of king, but we in our hearts realize that he is the King, Lord of all. Let's say a prayer together. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus. Remind us of all the names that we can call him, but most of all, Christ the King. In Jesus' name, amen.
Join with me, please, in reading the gospel as lesson as contained in Luke, the 23rd chapter. Begin reading with the 33rd verse. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothes. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one."
The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who was hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly for what we are getting, what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he replied, "Truly I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise." The word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. Early this week, while I was working with the worship committee, and Larry and I were discussing this passage of Scripture and this service in celebration of Christ the King Sunday, it's a little difficult sometimes for us to fully get a grasp of Scripture, because it's primarily a Jewish book written by Jewish people, but it certainly speaks life and peace to us. But we know very little about what it means to be under a king. Oh, we read about it and have read the stories of old, but I was talking with the early service today and I said, you know, when we think about Jesus as a king, then there are other words maybe that might come to mind that would speak more to our heart. President, maybe. You the man, might be one. Somebody came to me after it's over and said, "A cool dude." And I thought to myself, well, you know, the issue is not how you title him, but how you place him, or the place that Christ proclaims in your heart and life. He is, as the Scripture says, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In an ever-changing world, Christ is the one constant. We can read the history books. We hear the stories about the martyrs and all the other experiences that people have endured, and we are here this morning as a proclamation that the kingdom of God still thrives. It still survives. And in faith, we continue to affirm that it's going to continue after our demise. I remember hearing the story one day about a United States destroyer floating out on the big ocean. It was a foggy night. And across the bow there shone a light. And it's obvious they were on a collision course. The USS destroyer sent out a message that went something like this: "I am a United States destroyer. Change course to the south 15 degrees. Message came back: "You change course 15 degrees to the north." Message came back: "I have 21 guns. I have phenomenal power on board ship. Change course immediately, or suffer the wrath of this ship." The message came back: "I am the lighthouse.
you change course. When we think about the lighthouse, and we think about those that have been guided safely into port, or, in this case, averted conflict, I thought a little bit more about the rock that the lighthouse was positioned on. And I thought about how that Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. That in the midst sometimes of horrendous storms, when the waves beat upon it and the floods cover it, just in a little while the waves recede and there is the rock. On this day, there were those who thought that the rock was gone. There were those who thought it was over with. And yet, we who are gathered here on this Christ the King Sunday, this last Sunday of the new year, we testify that there is another part of this story. And it's the story of the resurrection. It's the story of hope. It's the story of being renewed and being reclaimed by God's precious Holy Spirit. We find ourselves in submission to Him. And as we look back over this year of journeying in our faith and think about all those stories that we know from our time of experiencing our Christian heritage, the story of Jesus turning the water into wine, of angels at various times reaching out and ministering to the prophets of old and proclaiming the good news to the shepherds, the lowly ones. Of Zacchaeus, the wee little man who I shared with some of my skinnied up a tree, and some of you might not know what skinnying up a tree is all about. He climbed in a sycamore tree. And Jesus came to him and Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, you come down because I am going to abide with you. I'm going to your house. I'm going to fellowship with you." The woman at the well, who went there probably in the middle of the day because she was too embarrassed because of her reputation, maybe, to go when the other ladies of the town would go there. She went when it wasn't very feasible. And she meets Jesus. And Jesus doesn't condemn her. He embraces her and calls him to himself. He looks to Zacchaeus and he says, "I want to have fellowship with you." As we think about those stories in Scripture and about who we are as a church and those times of fellowship and those times of love, those times when we abide together, embrace each other, nurture one another in the covenant that we made this morning with Amelia, with those others who came and joined the church, we said we too will take our place. And we are reminded that we're able to do this because Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords in our life. We hear the story that says the gates of hell shall not prevail against this church. And we look at our lives, and maybe we can say that the gates of hell have not prevailed against Jesus Christ.
in my life and in my family. We know that as humans, we falter, we get tired, we forget, we reveal our humanness. But Jesus Christ enables us to reveal His glory in and through us and the church. Our King died on a cross. Our King covered with spit as people spat upon Him as He journeyed down the way to the cross. Our King, born in a stable. Our King, riding on a donkey. Our King, who is King of all. Glory to God, now and forever, world without end, our Lord, our King, our returning King, who arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Number 567, Heralds of Christ. Receive now the benediction. May the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit abide with you and keep you both now and evermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen.